I'm going to be sharing some very important things this morning that is necessary for us to take hold of, to get established in, to move forwards. Some time back, the prophetic word and just sensing in the spirit, it was from August a shift going to take place. And the shift is from the cross to the ascension, and understanding how to live being seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. And so we're going to spend a bit of time just once again just going back, so that we can truly be established in the reality of the power of the gospel, the power of salvation, the power of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that we can just take hold of an incredible truth of what it is to have been raised with Christ and seated with Him in the heavenly realms. So that's the shift that has taken place and is taking place, and it will continue to take place, because there's a lot there that God wants to help us to live as children of God. So you take these songs, for instance, if you take that first song that we sang, and we are seated in the heavenly realms, and from that place we are here on earth, but our spirit is there, but from that place we are declaring over the earth realm truth. Jesus is wonderful. He is mighty. He is counselor. And now, because we're here, that is being released here on this planet earth. And so that's why, as we begin to embrace worshiping from throne room, from being seated with Christ, you will see how the power of that prophetic declaration and those words are full of authority to give the revelation. So in this last song that we sang there from Revelations, where behold the Lamb of God and the angels and the elders were all singing holy, 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 they are seated there in the heavenly realms. And as we sing that, we also there. That has a huge release here. Hallowed be thy name. You know, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be learning the reality of authority in Christ Jesus, and to be able to be involved in advancing the kingdom of God, establishing the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. So that's why this next few, or for a period of time now, it's going to be very important for us to hear what God is speaking by His Spirit, so that we can spend time, meditate on it, we can get it re-established, practice on the small things, practice in our own lives, practice in our families, practice where we are in the workplaces, etc. Keep on practicing, get it established, so that then we'll start to see the fruit. Okay. And so it's that time that we are in right now. So enjoy the shift from the cross to the ascension. It's an exciting journey that God's got us on. I want to read first, or let me just go to where we're heading to, and that's the truth, but it still needs to be revealed by Holy Spirit more and more. And in 1 John chapter 4, and this is part of the prayer that Jesus is praying in John 17, where He speaks about here the Father as one, and He asks that the Father will protect us from the evil one, so that we may be one. And He prays, but I'm not only praying for them, but also for all those who will believe their message, that they too may be one, just as you and I are one. May they also be in us, we in them, and be as one. So this is all part of this prayer that Jesus has prayed, and we are in agreement with that prayer, and we've opened our lives to say, yes, Lord, that prayer that you prayed is a yes in your name, and we receive that, and we have agreed to live out that prayer here on earth, so that the world will know that, God, you love them, and you've sent your Son, Jesus Christ. So in 1 John chapter 4, and I'm just going to read there in verse 16 and 17, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And that is so full. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. And for a period of time now, I've been just speaking that scripture. It's not as he was, it's who he is. His glorification. And that's why in John 17, the question all the time that God is asking is, what has Christ's incredible glorification got to do with us, his body here on earth? As he is, so are we. And this is the revelation that the Holy Spirit wants to open up for us, to be able to understand what that means and the reality of living in that truth. As he is, so are we here. And that's why the truth is that by grace, and that's why grace is a big part here, that we've been raised with him, seated with him in the heavenly realms. And all of this will start to connect, and we will begin to understand the reality of who we are in Christ Jesus, what it is to be the children of God in a kingdom of God. So that's sort of just where we're going. But we spoke some time back, and we looked at the prayer that Moses prayed, and he said, Father, show me your ways. This was Exodus 33, so that I may know you. And so we spoke a lot about there that there's the revelation of knowing the way of God in order that we may know him. And just as a sideline, many times we are praying for direction. We are asking God, show me what the decision I must make, what's the way, what. But in the meantime, the Holy Spirit is giving us the revelation of God himself. Because that revelation that he's sharing, just say maybe a revelation of his goodness, that's his way for you. You see, and we miss it. And he wants us to know he's a good, good God, and he wants us to be able to see his nature, who he is, and then for us to walk in the reality of his goodness and partake in his divine nature, as we see in 2 Peter 1, so that we now live out the reality of knowing his goodness and releasing his goodness, the fruit of the Spirit. So many times we are looking for, show us the way, but the Holy Spirit is revealing us the very nature of God, whether it's his sovereignty, his justice, his righteousness, his whatever. Take that, because that is the way. Jesus is the way, okay, to the Father. And so we now beginning to, I think, become more sensitive when we are asking for direction. Take note of what the Holy Spirit is sharing in your own personal life. Then you know this is the way to go. It'll help many in wanting to discover the purpose of God, the will of God, etc. Because remember, if you show us God, show us the way that we may know you. It's the knowing him that is the way, in other words. Okay, so that's important, just to begin to spend time and see that, so that we are following our Lord Jesus and what he wants to do. Now, in Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 1. Some time back, when we started to ask that question, when did we die? We spent a lot of time in Romans in understanding the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and renewing our mind to that truth. Okay, that process must continue now for us. So Paul is writing to the family of God, to the children of God here, and he says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So this is all past tense. So it's not hoping some one day. This is the truth that you and I are living in. That we have died with Christ, we've been raised with Him, we are seated with Him in the heavenly realms. And because of that, we need to now start to think differently. We need to have our heart on things above and our minds on things above. I'll read from another translation. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. And feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. And then we, another translation. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. I think sometimes it's good to read different translations and it just gives you a better understanding. Since we have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. It's interesting when he carries on here and he starts to speak about the old life, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ. He carries on and he says, put to death therefore whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Now that's an important concept, important understanding. Because you're dealing with a spiritual nature and an earthly nature over here. And we'll explain it as we go on. Put to death therefore everything that belongs, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is adultery. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these. This is amazing because he's speaking to believers, to us, who have been raised with Christ and yet struggling with all these issues. See, there's a key truth that God wants to help us to understand to be able to live in the reality of this new resurrected life. And so he's explaining the reality of us as believers. You get born again, all excited, that first love, etc., etc. But yet, not long before we find that we are still battling with so many things from our past life. Why is that? And he says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is adultery. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now, you must rid yourself of all such things as these anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other since you have taken off your old self with his practices. And have put on, this is a new creation in Christ, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator. And he has no Greek or uncircumcised or uncircumcised, male or female, etc. So here Paul is explaining a profound truth on the power of salvation, moving on to the reality of being raised with Christ and how to live as children of God in the reality of being seated with Him in the heavenly realms. Knowing that the power of sin has been broken through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what he's been speaking. So just to recap, if we go back to the time when God created man, and he leaned over Adam, and he breathed into Adam. And so that breath of life. So it wasn't Adam's heart that has made him alive. It wasn't anything else. It was the very life of God's Spirit being released into man that made him alive. Important. Because we are spirit beings in this body. Our spirit was alive. Adam's spirit was alive. And because his spirit was alive, there was incredible interaction with God, who is spirit. Although Adam is walking on the earth. And we know the reality, because the devil's also spirit. And he has a conflict in the spiritual realm, because Adam, in the image of God, created to rule and to reign on this earth. The devil didn't have that authority. And that's why part of the incredible plan was to get that, so that the very spirit in Adam would die. So when God said to him, these two trees, if you eat of this tree, you will die. And that was the scheme. And so we see the incredible reality over there where the temptation came and they ate of that tree, and as a result, they died. Now, remember, the spirit made Adam alive. So if your spirit is still alive, you cannot die. So now we see, because of Adam's spirit has died, his body also would face death eventually. And this is a reality that took place. So from the time that Adam sinned and Eve sinned, all of us began to live in the reality of a dead spirit. It's alive because we are alive, but it's separated. It hasn't got God's life in it. And so we begin to live, we practice, we know how to live from a dead spirit. We think from a dead spirit. We react, we relate from a dead spirit. So all the time as mankind has gone through history, that's what we do. We living out from the place of having a dead spirit. And this is why the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so crucial. Because here comes the incredible Son of God. And in his incredible death, dealing with all the reality of man's dead spirit and all the reality of sin, etc., the wages of sin is death, dealing with that, now all of a sudden, in his resurrection, what takes place for us who believe? Our very dead spirit is raised from the dead. See, and that's the key for us to learn how to live from this incredible resurrected spirit. His spirit came into us. His life came back into us. We are born again by the Holy Spirit. So when Nicodemus comes and he asks Jesus that incredible question about salvation and so forth, in John chapter 3, let me just read that. In John chapter 3, when Jesus is speaking about being born again, Nicodemus asks about the kingdom, etc., etc., and then Jesus replies over here, and this is crucial. Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again, born of the Spirit. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. See, that's who we were. That Adam man. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. No, he can't. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. And this is a reality that we need to comprehend. You've been born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell whether it comes from or where it is going. So it was with anyone born of the Spirit. So when you and I got born again by the incredible act of God in our lives, this miracle of salvation, we were born again by the Holy Spirit. And so our spirit that was dead has been raised from the dead with Christ Jesus. His resurrection is our resurrection. He dealt with the dead spirit. He dealt with the sin and the consequences of sin in his incredible death and what he did on the cross. So now as we embrace and we begin to say, but God, I've been raised with you. That means my spirit is no longer dead. My spirit now can partake in your divine nature, the fruit of the Spirit. My spirit now can testify, can hear spirit testifying to my spirit, Abba Father. My spirit is able now to participate in the very life. My spirit has been raised. My spirit is seated in the right hand of God. See, it's a resurrection of our human spirit that's been born again by God's Holy Spirit. The miracle of salvation, the miracle of being born again. And this needs to be established within us, because we no longer live by the law of sin and death. Romans 8 verse 1 and verse 2. We now live by the incredible law of Holy Spirit, the law of life. That's our new way of living. And this is the key that keeps us free, as Paul writes over there in Colossians 3. And this is the key that really enables us to put to death, because we've renewed our mind to a truth. All our years, our spirit is so pure, it's so righteous, it's in the presence of God, it's alive. But our body, and this is what Paul is dealing with here, because our body has lived many years from a dead spirit. So it's practice. That's the desires. It lives from that place all the time. Our emotions have been so ruled by our dead spirit. The way we think has been renewed, has been ruled by our dead spirit. So Paul speaks about this, and he writes this incredible truth in Romans chapter 6. He says, you've died, you've been raised, therefore now begin to renew your mind. And in Romans chapter 12, he starts to address, if you want to start living in the reality of who you are in Christ Jesus, and your spirit is alive and live from your spirit out, you need to renew your mind so that there's a transformation. You're transformed into the very image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's our part to play, to begin to take truth and to begin to think differently. And that's why Paul writes over here, since we've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, set your mind on things above, get into agreement with truth. And that's the key to be able to experience the resurrected power of Holy Spirit within us. Our life spirits are be living from our spirit and no longer from the body. So Paul writes, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Powerful. So now you've got that over there. You've got to start renewing your mind to who you really are. Your spirit is alive. You need to learn to live from your spirit out. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Keep in step with the Spirit. You will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. You keep in step with the Spirit. This is the fruit, participating in the Holy Spirit's nature. And we are so one, and we're living out from that place. So, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. This body is not going to rule my spirit. I give it to you. Offer it. Put it on the altar. Holy Spirit, you in me. My spirit is alive, and now we're going to live out from the Spirit. My body's been sacrificed. Now this body is a living sacrifice. See, it's a truth. In order to be able to live out the incredible, abundant life that you and I have here. So this is a key for all kinds of habits and addictions and behavior issues that we have. All of this, that keeps us in the bondage, because our mind tells us we must live from this place, from the dead that practice. So before, if someone did something to me, I'd get offended, I would get this, and I would, oh, blah, blah, and oh, blah, 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 blah. That's living from the dead spirit. If we keep on living that lifestyle, that's been put to death in the power of Christ's death and resurrection. So we appropriate a truth. Now we're living from a resurrected spirit, and that spirit is full of life. And we live out. So now when people do that, we live life. Not from the soul, not from the dead spirit. We don't have a dead spirit. Unless you're not, if you're born again, you don't have a dead spirit. If you're not born again, your spirit is still dead, and God is still just a mystery to your life. See, this is the reality now. To be able to be seated and to have authority and to rule with Jesus Christ, we need to deal with this reality, embrace the truth. Otherwise, this is going to be an opening. Because you've got to understand, demons are a spirit being, and they will hide in the body because they need to manifest their personality through a body. They need to manifest the nature through a human body. But they also hide behind a person's free will. It's important. And that's why, remember Dickie, that one lady that came, we battled to get that demon out at first, because her free will was, I deserve this because of what I've done. Until she repented from that change, the way she thought about that area, received forgiveness, forgave herself over there, that demon could not hide behind that free will, because that free will now surrendered to Jesus. Important. That's why when we're counseling people and we're ministering to people, now you've got to understand, many are coming with their problems, many are coming, but they're not prepared to embrace the truth. So give them revelation. Give them truth. Help them to understand who they are in Christ Jesus. Help them understand the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Help them to understand the reality that very, very often the things that we've done, you know, speaking to someone the other day, and you take how a demon hides in, you take, for instance, a gay man. Worldwide, they all got the same behavior. See, that's the manifestation. That's the personality of that evil spirit. See, you have to see these things. Because our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's against the spiritual realm. We are spirit beings, so we're able to warfare from the spirit realm, seated with Christ. The bigger picture. And this is the new shift. This is where God is taking us now, so that as we pray for the family of God in the nation, the family of God gets revelation and understands the reality. The family of God is free. It finds themselves continually becoming free of all the stuff, because that old Adam is no longer their reality. They've learned that that's been put to death. They've learned that their spirit is alive. They've learned now. We're learning how to live from our spirit that's alive, with Holy Spirit, full of His life inside of us. Now we can start to pray with authority. And there's no landing space for the evil spirit to come and mess us around. It's closed. Because we're appropriating truth, we're walking in truth. This is the army of God. This is the, in that, when in that revelation, the kingdom of priests, hey, to rule and reign on earth, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. See, the power of the blood is vital. So this is so crucial for us to begin to, you know, if you want to have an argument with your spouse or somebody, you've got to just stop and say, but that's not my spirit. My spirit is alive. Why? That's, no, I put to death this body and all those emotions on the altar. I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live. See, that's the journey, that's the growth, and that's the victory. And that's why, as Paul writes over here, as we continue to do that, let's go in Galatians, and as we continue to do this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Such things there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Isn't that profound? So, guys, welcome, holy people. Welcome, alive people. Our spirit is alive. We can partake. And that's why now, as we start to worship now from a place in the spiritual realm, seated with Christ, and you will start to see many of the songs. You'll begin to better understanding as we worship God. There's the reality of seated with Him and also being released here on earth, because our bodies are still here. And that's the power of proclamation, the power of preaching and sharing the Word of God, singing the Word of God, etc. And that's the way we go. So, are we getting established that our spirit is alive and we live from the Spirit? The blood of Jesus. So as we have communion this morning, we're celebrating, we're embracing, Lord, your resurrection means that my spirit was raised from the dead. My spirit is alive. And because of that, I can worship you in spirit and truth. Can you see it all fits together now? Begin to worship God in spirit and truth. Begin to live in the reality of keeping in step with the Spirit. We begin to live the life that we are in the Spirit. All of these things is so, so real for us as we are moving into the season or the shift of being seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. So as I say that, I know what it's like, as we step out of here, this is going to be challenged very often. But now you know, you don't let it challenge you. Now you take authority, because now straight away your mind will want to go, oh, wow, wow, wow. No, but Lord, my spirit is raised with you. We have authority over this. It's not going to rule my mind. It's not going to rule me. And straight away, appropriate truth. So anything that we come across is to help us to get established in a truth. Okay, remember, show us your way, Father, that we may know you. The Holy Spirit reveals us the character, the nature, the work, who God is, that we may know His ways. And His ways is for us to begin to take hold really of the truth found in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, so that we can walk in His ways. Okay, so let's celebrate as we have the communion. We've got an awesome God. Father, thank you this morning for the tremendous privilege of seated with you in the heavenly realms with your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, this morning, we just embrace you. We thank you for what you have done. And as each and every one of us just spends time with you, Lord, in a way that is just so beautiful, we receive, Lord, just your activity, your involvement, your love amongst us, and just receiving everything that you wanted to share with us. And we thank you for that. And we want to ask, Lord, as we partake again, that your family in this nation of South Africa, we are asking, please, Father, Holy Spirit, give revelation to the reality of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we may be one, Father, just as you and your Son are one, that we may enjoy that incredible reality of spirit-to-spirit oneness, see that manifest on the earth through our bodies and our souls and all those things. So we thank you, Lord, for the power of your love demonstrated on the cross. And we give you praise this morning. So come and help yourself and spend time with the Lord.